And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Chris from Gaston, by the way, texted in, said kick six was not a spectacular play. It was merely a return for a touchdown. He says the prayer in Jordan-Hare in the previous game was much more spectacular. Okay. I still like it, but okay. All right. Hey, listen, we did get State Senator Chris Elliott on the line. So State Senator Chris Elliott hails from down south in the Baldwin County area, and he is probably one of the more conservative members. He's also not afraid to be a rabble-rouser in the Alabama State Senate, and I like that. So without further ado, let me get him on the air. State Senator Chris Elliott, how you doing?
I do it, Phil. Thanks for having me on. Doing great, Phil, and appreciate you waiting for me there just for a second when we got finished with a school project. I needed a lot of scotch tape and cardboard to fix.
Well, that's, you know what, though? I will never fuss at somebody being a dad. So, you know, you do what you got to do, Dad.
You're kind.
Well, so, all right, let me just turn the floor over to you for a minute. So you are sitting on this committee looking at all of these, you know, licensing boards that are coming through, which I remember distinctly, and then also Sunset, you know, Review and all that kind of stuff. And then, dang, if the massage therapy board didn't become controversial. Give us the lay of the land there.
Well, my time in the legislature, I first got here, you started seeing these little bills that tweaked all of the different boards that they had. And I'm a general contractor and home builder by trade. I've got those licenses, and those seem normal to me. But then all of a sudden, you've got all these other occupational licensing requirements for massage therapists and cosmetologists and locksmiths and bail bondsmen and wrestlers, and the list goes on and on. On-site wastewater treatment, interior designers. I mean, these things that you're like, well, what do you need a license for that for? But then you dig deeper into that and you find that, as is typical in Montgomery, if it exists, there's somebody making money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that is exactly what we started finding, was there was this whole cottage industry of lobbyists and private individuals who hold themselves out to be the state licensing board when they're just private folks charging a fee, sometimes significant, and we're talking about millions and millions of dollars, to perform the administrative functions of all of these little obscure boards all over the place.
Wow.
And they're cashing in.
Yep.
They're cashing in.
Yep.
And they're just bilking the little guy who's a small business person most of the time, or a tradesman, just trying to go out there and make a living. And we're allowing the skim to happen to these folks that we want to work, that are the backbone of our economy. And it's just not conservative. It's a holdover from when the Dems were in charge. And, you know, we didn't get here overnight. We're not going to fix it overnight. But, by goodness, we need to start.
Well, I completely agree. And listen, I applaud this. I mean, the sunset committees and the notion of having to do sunset bills on the floor of the Senate was such a pain, because it was also used as a stalling measure by Democrats more often than not. But I got them compiled at one point. I had LRS do the review, and they actually, you can compile those and you can pass the ones you want to keep all in one omnibus bill. But we didn't do it because, you know, didn't want to anger the Democrats, I guess. But then most of them just need to go away, like you're talking about. Well, so you guys, so Keith Warren is a guy, by the way, Alabama Daily News outed him pretty good in this article. But Keith Warren is a guy who owns a company that has over a dozen of these things that he administers on like a $1.6 million contract, right?
Yeah, he's making millions, and it depends on how you cut it up. It's a couple hundred thousand here and a couple hundred thousand there, and then, you know, then you start seeing when they start running out of money, all of a sudden the fines increase. So you end up,
oh, wow,
you know, where these boards go out, and then they start fining their licensees so that they can get some money in the bank. And it's just a racket, and it needs to stop. It would be so much more efficient to do it like Virginia or Florida or Georgia does it, so that you end up in a spot where you have a very few number of employees. That, guess what they do? That they can process the license for cosmetologists and locksmiths and bail bondsmen, and it doesn't have to be a separate person with a separate board room with a separate coffee pot. They can all use the same one and meet once a month, and it'll be just fine, and the world won't end. And so that's what we're going to try to work on and try to get done coming up. It's not the most interesting thing. If government's working well, then it shouldn't be interesting. but when it's doing this and it's causing these kinds of problems, then if you have folks like the administrator for the massage therapy board who got mad because his contract wasn't approved, his raise essentially wasn't approved, so he shut the board down,
yep.
turned off all the administrative functions, put a closed sign on the website, and pouted. If that's how you're going to act, in my book, you shouldn't be the administrator of any board. We need to put it all under the Secretary of State's office. They handle all the business records anyway, all the proof of existence, all of those things that are already housed in the Secretary of State's office. We don't need to form any more government. We don't need to go that route, and we just need to streamline all of this mess. Get some more professionalism in there and get it done.
Yeah, let's be honest. What you're talking about here is streamlining governmental processes and removing regulation. That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly right. And it's mind-numbing sometimes to do that. It's just not the sexiest thing to talk about, but it needs to be done. It impacts over 20%. APi's put out a report. It impacts over 20% of the state's workforce, hundreds of thousands of licensees. And it's just waste. And we can fix this. We should fix this. And we're going to fix it.
Well, that's outstanding. And I know that Senator Dan Roberts, who I know and appreciate also, he's been with you on this issue. I did see, by the way, separate story on 1819 came out today that said that the management company Keith Warren owns decided to go back to work. I guess somebody got to him and said, hey, you're really not doing yourself any favors. And he said, apparently he's decided, well, it's not fair to the citizens and the licensed massage therapists, so we resumed our services this morning.
He got caught throwing a tantrum is what happened. And Mary Sell reported on it. And you had comments from the chair of the Contract Review Committee, Senator Dan Roberts, comments from the chair of the Sunset Committee, Senator Will Barfoot, and then you had myself and Arthur Orr on him going, this is a prime example of how not to do things and why we should not allow this to continue to happen.
Well,
I mean, we've seen issues where one board's money was deposited in the other board's account and
whoa.
Then checks written on one board's account that should have been the other because somebody that was managing the board was carrying the same checkbooks around in her purse or something. I mean, just insane stuff. That has no business in how we govern in Alabama.
No, and I'll tell you too. I have represented people as an attorney. You know, that's what I do. You know, my civilian world is I'm an attorney, and as an attorney, I have represented people before a couple of these boards, and the processes are administratively difficult. They're somewhat archaic, and the one that I had was actually something that when I took it down there and I met with someone in the board, I won't say which one, they looked at it and they said, oh. You had that investigator. Now we understand. We fired him last month, and they went ahead and did away with whatever was affecting my client. So it's a mess. I applaud your efforts, and I wish you'd keep us posted on this because, yeah, maybe it's not sexy, but it's real, and it's part of what has to happen for good government.
Well, I think we finally have the team, you know, together, and we're going to push forward with it. And I think we've got leadership's attention. As you well know, that's an important thing to do. They're ready for some good government pieces of legislation, and they're going to have it.
All right, man. Well, listen, hope your son's school project works out well. In the meantime, you guys have a great weekend, great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Send more scotch tape.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you. All right, that was State Senator Chris Elliott, who hails from Baldwin County. And literally, like he said, that may not be – you may not be really sitting around your coffee table, you know, chatting with friends and discussing sunset committees and occupational licensure. I get it. It's not a normal thing. But what we're talking about there is basically reducing governmental burdens on business and on people who just want to work. And so, yeah, I think this is an important piece. It's a great batch of home fries. Thank you, Boomer. I caught you. I saw you. Good job. All right, we're going to take a break here in a minute. We're going to come right back, and it's going to be time for my favorite moment of every single week. Boomer and McQueen coming up next. And yeah, the text message is still flowing in. There's a few folks that don't agree with the kick six. I just don't understand. Boomer?
There's quite a few, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a good play to a lot, but I'm sure they would not consider that.
There have been some good Bama plays. But you got to admit, You got to admit, that one was pretty awesome. All right, we're taking a break. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.